What is your unique quirk? We got this message from the, quote, tattooed Mexican, a listener of ours.
Yeah, he named himself. He says, Buenos dias, BNK.
Ah.
Heard your what's your quirk last week, so here's mine, because my wife, who is a listener, Amber down the street, says this isn't normal for a guy.
Okay.
So when my wife introduces me to her friends, all they see is a 6'6" tall, 280-pound tattooed Mexican with RBF.
RBF.
Resting B face. I have an unapproachable demeanor.
Uh-huh.
So when my wife tells them that I have this quirk, it's usually shocking.
Gotcha.
You ready?
Yes.
My clothes are hung up by color.
Mm-hmm.
Long sleeves with long sleeves, short sleeves with short sleeves, etc.
Okay.
I also fold my clothes like they do in department stores and color coordinate them in my dresser.
Okay.
My boxer briefs, white undershirts, and socks are separated by color and size. Tube socks with tube socks, ankle socks with ankle socks, and separated by color.
Oh, wow.
But wait, that's not all.
Oh.
I also rotate that. So when I do laundry, the recently washed clothes go to the back.
Mm.
And I bring last week's unused to the front so they all get worn in order.
Mm.
All by color as well.
Mm.
But wait. There's more.
Oh my gosh.
I also separate my work clothes from my good clothes.
Yeah.
Work boxer, socks, and white undershirts to the right, the good clothes to the left.
Uh-huh.
I have this thing where everything needs to be worn out evenly.
Oh.
So what do you guys think?
Wow, that is meticulous.
I love it.
You're on board.
This is an OCD dream.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is the qualities of someone who has OCD.
Yes. That is for sure. I don't think that I ever set out consciously to do that. It just ends up that way.
So you do kind of the same thing?
I kind of do the same thing. Like, in the closet, I'm hanging short sleeve shirts together, long sleeve shirts together, like sweaters are together. And I do tend to put the same colors near each other as well.
I don't. I had a roommate who, his closet was color coordinated, where it would go from darks to lights, all like from left to right. So it would be like the dark colors, and then it would slowly, like ombre, fade into whites.
That sounds gorgeous.
Onto the right. Yeah, exactly. I have a spot to put like sweaters and sweatshirts. And pants and shirts and things like that, but I don't separate them by color like
his
that.
His system of rotating too,
yeah,
putting the freshly washed in the back and moving up, that is next level.
That's interesting.
It makes my heart happy.
Well, that's interesting that he brings that up, because I remember not too long ago having this conversation with my wife, who's like, man, you love that pair of underwear. And it's like a pair of, well, not to get too personal, but eggplant underwear.
Oh, great.
That
great.
But I'm like, yeah, well, sure. I do like them, but they just, when they get washed, they get put back on top.
And then and so just, I just, they're just easier to grab.
Yeah, just grab those again.
Yeah.
And so I just wear them again. So,
but see, if you incorporated the tattoo Mexican's method,
right,
then others would get their turn.
We got a text from a listener. Is this guy for hire?
I know, right? He should have a television show, because this is like next level. My drawers do not have that level of, I have a sock drawer. I do have like, I got some of those little divider things. So I'll keep like fuzzy ones on one side, but I'm not doing anything with like lining them up or separating them by color, you know. And then I've got like a t-shirt drawer, but there's like no, they're just all folded. There's
right.
no like organization.
Right, right. There's not an organization. In fact, you know, I have like two or three different t-shirt places that I go, and, you know, one's for like running t-shirts. And then I've got a couple other that are like, this is station t-shirts, like radio station t-shirts.
Right.
And then this is, well, then I guess I have another level, because then I have like second tier t-shirts. And then I've got like main rotation t-shirts.
Are you hanging any of the t-shirts? Like the nicer t-shirts that you don't want to get wrinkled, I'm hanging.
None of my t-shirts ever get hung.
Oh.
No, no. I will
do that for both my son and my husband. Like, if these are going to be like nicer t-shirts that you're going to wear out, like maybe to a dinner or something, we're hanging those because they get really wrinkled when they're folded in, you know, because they kind of tend to smash them a little.
What's your weird quirk? Do you have a laundry quirk? Do you have a relationship quirk? Something that you've identified about yourself? 502-795-1997. I would love to hear some of your stories about that coming up here on 99.7 DJX. So what's your weird or interesting quirk? It's 99.7 DJX. Jamie!
I just happened this morning, but yeah, I can't stand to listen to somebody else brush their teeth.
Like, drives you insane?
It literally makes me gag.
I see. I've never really sat there and listened, I guess. Maybe the water's running and I don't really pay much attention. That's
I just can't take it.
Jamie, do you have a problem with loud chewers too?
Oh yeah. You must, right?
I feel like everybody does, right? Oh. I don't know if that's really a weird quirk. I mean, that's kind of I think that's a normal thing.
I in my brain they're kind of related, so I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean the brushing of the teeth, I don't know if it's like the sound or the I'm not sure, but it really drives me nuts.
That's a very unique quality about you, Jamie, that people love.
However, here's the positive spin. Yeah, here's the positive spin. At least they're brushing their teeth. Good oral hygiene is important.
This is true. This is true. I should look at the glass half full.
There you go. Thanks, Jamie. This is all because of a listener who is meticulous about how he rotates his clothes in his closet from color to dirt to how they're worn and all that stuff.
Yeah, to, you know, short sleeve, long sleeve. Like, he's got a meticulous system and then rotates to make sure that the freshly washed go to the back. So the, you know, everything gets worn evenly. It's just next level perfection. Got another text. All DVDs must be in alphabetical order.
Yeah, you know, honestly, when I had a bigger DVD collection, I did the same thing. I mean, that was the only way that you could really organize them. Now, I had a friend who did it by genre and by alphabetical order. So
I think the farthest I got was if there's more than one movie in a series, I'm putting those together. That's about as far as I got.
How do you find them all when you're trying to?
Right? Yes. If all the Harry Potters or, you know, all the, there's a lot of Toy Stories. Yeah, a lot of those.
Susie said, I talk to inanimate objects. I say, excuse me, to furniture when I bump into it and apologize to my coffee maker if I don't use it for a few days. Hey, sorry. I'm coming back. Oh, I'm coming back.
Are you lonely? I know. I'll be back soon.
I'm coming back. Thanks. Thanks.
That's hilarious.
That is kind of funny.
I kind of used to, again, when Toy Story was a big thing in our young kids' lives, I tended to start to talk to the toys.
Oh.
Because, you know, because Toy Story makes you feel like they're having parties when you're not playing with them or overnight when you're asleep. But I just wanted to say, you know, I started to take better care with them and made sure I gently placed them in the toy bins and just said, you guys are doing a great job. I love you.
Makes a lot of sense, Kelly.
I know.
Elizabeth says on Facebook, my love of flamingos is my unique quirk.
Oh.
And Halloween.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you go big.
I was going to say, well, Halloween is a big one for a lot of people, I think.
Oh, sure.
That's for sure.
1,000%.
Yeah.
Tammy says, I have a food texture quirk. I love the taste of bananas, but can't eat them because the texture makes me gag.
Oh, no.
So instead, I blend them into smoothies or mash them into things.
Okay.
Okay.
It's like, I love it.
They are a unique texture.
Yeah, a little slimy, little mushy, slimy, that sort of thing. Yeah, Beth says, my husband can tell you my quirk would be my shower concerts with dramatic narratives. That's funny. I don't just sing in the shower. She says, I create entire soap opera level storylines where I'm performing on stage and winning over a lost love.
OMG. Wow. That is hysterical. I mean,
well done.
If we could not have nudity, I'd love to see one.
I mean, speak for yourself, Kelly.
Stop it. Stop.
It's a human body.
Stop.
Nothing wrong with a little nudity every now and then.
Uh-huh. Natalie says, I narrate my partner's actions. If my partner's doing something mundane, like making a sandwich, I'll suddenly turn it into a dramatic sports commentator.
Oh, my gosh.
Andy spreads the mayo with precision. Will he go for extra cheese? The crowd holds their breath.
I see he's chosen the oat over the white bread. Okay.
That's great.
Yeah, that's funny.
I think we all need some commentating in our life, right?
Yeah, these are the unique quirks that you have. Just one more here from Jess. I feel like everyone has done this, but my quirk is randomly testing their love.
Oh, no.
I'll do weird little tests like asking, would you still love me if I was a worm? Oh, I get it. Or hide under a blanket and wait to see if they notice my absence from existence.
Come on now.
Jess, come on.
Have you missed me yet?
Have you missed me? Would you love me if I was a worm?
Oh,
what if I had no arms or legs and I barked?
Stop talking. That's
would you
would
still
say.
Love me? I just say no, I wouldn't.
Nope,
I wouldn't.
You'd be out of luck.
No, I just married you for your hotness. That was it.
Hey, will you get me a snack?
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, hey, those are funny. If you want to add some of your unique quirks, we got the post rolling at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook.